Hello again. This is Cameron Day, and this broadcast is coming to you from AscensionHelp.com. We're now at the phase of reclaiming energy that we've put into our own limitations. Before we get into the process, I just have to say one more time that you need to start with the cosmic flush, the energy return, and practice the ego minimizer before going into this process, or it won't make any sense and it won't really work very well. So let's just assume that you've done all that. Let's re-engage your focus on your God Self, the galaxy being, the galactic core. Activate and intensify the energy of the cosmic flush. Ask that the frequency of the cosmic flush energy flowing through you go as high as it can at this time, comfortably for you. We need to talk briefly about energy and thought forms. On the energetic level, a thought is just as real as a physical object is in the third dimensional reality. So if you repeat a limiting thought or a limiting belief in your mind enough times, it becomes a part of the reality of your own energy field. Most people simply live their lives in a state of unconsciousness, reacting to situations. They simply create all sorts of unconscious thought forms that they repeat in their minds over and over again, continually reinforce their notion of reality. Fortunately, all of that energy that we've put into all these thought forms can be reclaimed relatively easily. So focus on the cosmic flush, focus on the present moment. What you're going to do is simply wait for your ego to start down a line of thinking. But because pretty much every thought that's happening inside the ego mind has been repeated so many times, you'll know where that line of thought is going to go before you end up going all the way there and repeating the whole scenario in your mind. So as soon as you know where that thought's going to go, do the ego minimizer, minimizing your ego's input, but keep the awareness of the attitude or the emotion that those thoughts were tied to. So go ahead, focus on the now moment, simply relax, don't try to do anything. If you want to try to do something, simply keep your awareness on the present moment, feeling the energy flowing through you. Okay, there it is. Most likely, it's all it takes. It's about 10 seconds for most people's egos to start on a line of thinking. Now, since so many people are listening to this, obviously, I can only pick one example. So let's use something that most people can relate to. We're going to use an example of getting passed over for a promotion, or maybe passed over for an award, say from your school, that type of thing. Somebody else got something that you deserved. Everybody can relate to that. But here's the thing. It's only a strong emotion because it happened to you, and then you judge that situation as being bad, being something that you wish would not have happened. You decided that you would have been happier had it gone your way. And then as you repeat that limitation over and over again, all of the emotions that were tied into that, the anger, the resentment, the jealousy over the other person got what you wanted, all of those emotions kick in and release a cascade of chemicals and peptides into your body, giving a physical response. And these triggered emotions, after they're flowing through your body, reinforces your ego's thought, as faulty as it is, that those emotions that you're experiencing as a result of remembering that experience are absolutely true and that they will never change. However, that is not the case. That's simply a limiting thought form that has a large, or maybe small, amount of your own energy bound up into it. So here's how we're going to address that. Return yourself to the state of present moment awareness. Breathe deeply. Feel the cosmic flush flowing through your entire being. And ask your God Self to bring forth the energy that you have tied up in the anger, the resentment, and the jealousy, all based around this event. Also, ask your God Self to bring forth the resistance to the anger, resentment, and jealousy. And that's important, resistance, because when we resist something, we're actually putting a large amount of our energy into wishing that it weren't so, or pretending that it's not really a part of us, or that it wasn't really a big deal. Well, obviously, we've made it into a big deal, so pretending that it's not is just going to take up more energy. So we're asking your God Self to bring forth all of the emotions tied up with this event, and your resistance to them that you can address at this time. And that's very important. You only want to address what you can address at this time. No matter how effective this technique is, you're not going to be able to just strip out all of the anger, resentment, and jealousy from your psyche right this minute. This is a process. It unfolds like a flower, unfolding throughout your entire being. You can't force a flower to bloom, but you can give it fertilizer so that it grows big and strong, and that's what we're doing. Fertilizing your mind, so to speak. Okay, so you've asked your God Self for all of the energy that you can absorb with this issue right now. Your God Self is going to present you with a picture of the energy of these unresolved issues. Now, it doesn't really matter how you perceive this picture. If you feel it in your body, a lot of people will feel it somewhere in their lower three chakras, or a pain in the head or in the neck. Some people will sense or see shapes or colors if their eyes are closed. Some people just know that that issue is real and that it's ready to be addressed. So don't worry about the details and how you perceive it. Just know that it's there. You've called it up. You're going to address it. So now return your focus to the present moment and engage your God Self and communicate to your God. It is my desire to reclaim all available energy that I have put into these attitudes. I take responsibility for creating these issues and putting my energy into them. I now realize that I wanted the struggle in my life that these attitudes have created. I am ready to forgive myself for creating struggle via these attitudes. My dear God Self, let's take back all of this energy now. Return your focus to the present moment and breathe deeply. Feel that flow of energy returning to you. If you feel discomfort in your body, don't judge it or try to get rid of it. Just move your awareness to it, and your awareness will direct the flow of cosmic energy to that discomfort, and it will usually transmute on its own. And by transmute, it's changing from a state of bound up, contracted energy into unlimited energy once again.